snack. Ready for a counter, one full run. Ready? Go.
These young fellas and girls have come from all over the place, and this is a fantastic opportunity for them to get a head start into the industry. They go into excellent stations with excellent management and staff.
Rub him.
Stephen Burke and his team have just 2 weeks to get this new group of Indigenous trainee ringers up to speed. They're here in Alice Springs in Central Australia as part of the Pastoral Real Jobs program.
All right, we're going to go to the
right part now. Hello, I'm Katrina Bevan. Run through the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association, the scheme aims to give these trainees some real hands-on experience. So far they've had a go at horse riding, leatherwork, welding and fencing. One of the newbies is Ryan Daly. It's the first time he's ridden a horse.
It's been really good, you know, coming down all this way, and it's been worth it. Good staff and teaching us everything that we need to know when we go out to the station.
Why did you want to do the program?
I just wanted to change my life and do something different and probably be a role model for my community, the young people. Go back home and probably tell them stories about what I've done here in Alice Springs and in the cattle station.
Do many people in your community and in your friends and family work in the cattle industry?
My father works at Ringwood Station, and my grandfather, a couple uncles. Yeah.
So you're continuing the family tradition a little bit?
Yeah, pretty much.
So is this the first time that you'd ridden a horse?
Yep, first time came down here. Yeah, it was a tough challenge, but got over it, made it through. Yeah, pretty confident.
And you can't wait to tell your friends and family back home, I guess, about riding the horses?
Yeah, just go back and tell them what I learned here, and probably they can come here next year and do the stuff that I did.
Stephen Burke isn't the only experienced stockman here. He's being helped out by some former trainees who've made the trip back to Alice Springs.
I'm DeAndre Hector and I'm from Pigeon Hill Community, 500K out of Catherine.
Been working at Mine Engineer for about a half a year and Pigeon Hill and a couple other stations.
Why did you want to get into the industry?
Oh, because I started seeing my uncle when I was a little kid, and that's what I wanted to grow up to be when I was a little kid. Yeah, sort of like my dream work. Still came true, yeah.
What do you love about the job?
I love about being animals, working with animals, and making new friends, and love what I do, yeah.
My name is Miles Waterloo, and I'm from Kununurra, near the NTWA border. I've been working at Newcastle Waters, near Elliot. I love working with cattle and a horse. I love mustering on a horse, and yeah, like making new friends.
And how do you think all the new fellas that have been coming through this training, how do you think they've gone?
I reckon they went pretty well. They learned heaps. And yeah, I reckon they'll do good out on station.
Stephen Burke says the course doesn't just give the trainees a set of skills. It also gives them the right attitude and mindset to work on a pastoral station.
The program itself is very well designed and structured to support the guys out there through this year. We like coming here each year, and kicks our year off for us, and we really enjoy it. What's worked really well is this: a few of the guys have came back from last year and they've brought that experience, and it's really helped the new guys get an understanding of the attitude that's required when they get out there to make it work for themselves. The main focus of the 2 weeks training is to, I guess, work on giving the guys the right attitude and the right mindset to be able to make a success when they get out there. Obviously, we can't give them all the skills in 2 weeks, but we can sure help them along the road in that. And the way the program's structured is really strongly focused on that. Yeah, the right attitude to be able to tough it out when things get a little rough for them out there and overcome the challenges that are going to come their way and to make the most of these opportunities.